KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have a cloudy sky, 74 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy, warm and humid today with scattered showers and thunderstorms ending this morning. A high around 94, a heat index as high as 107. An excessive heat warning will be in effect beginning at noon. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. A traffic stop on a vehicle traveling the wrong way in Red Oak last night resulted in the arrest of the driver and his passenger. Red Oak police say the traffic stop happened at around 10 p.m. near 2nd and Coolball Streets. As officers approached the vehicle, they detected a strong odor of marijuana, and upon further investigation, the driver, 29-year-old Jacob Matthew Rose of Council Bluffs, was arrested for possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. His passenger, 36-year-old Cale Garrett Hardman of Red Oak, was arrested on two active Pottawatomie County warrants for domestic abuse, assault, and theft in the fifth degree. Both men were being held in Montgomery County Jail. Rose's bond was set at $1,000, and Hardman was being held without bond. A man from Page County was arrested Tuesday afternoon on a Cass County Sheriff's Office warrant for violation of probation. Deputies of the Page County Sheriff's Office executed a search warrant just before 3 p.m. Tuesday at 2378 270th Street, about a mile north of College Springs. The warrant was for 46-year-old David Allen Holste, who resided at that location. Holste was unable to post a $10,000 bond and was being held in the Page County Jail awaiting transport to Cass County. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office yesterday said 32-year-old Troy Gene Mack of Audubon was arrested a little before 10 p.m. Monday on an Iowa State Patrol warrant for failure to stop at an insured clear distance. Mack was transported by a Cass County Sheriff's deputy to a location in Walnut, where a Pott County deputy took custody of him and transported Mack to the Pott County Jail. Sheriff's officials in Audubon County said yesterday that a traffic stop early Tuesday morning in the 3300 block of Pheasant Avenue resulted in an arrest. 30-year-old Edmund Joseph White of Exira was taken into custody at around 1 a.m. for possession of marijuana, possession of drug paraphernalia, driving while suspended, and numerous traffic citations. White was later released after appearing before the magistrate. Sheriff's Department K-9 Axel assisted in that investigation. An investigation into a 911 call from 947 Orange Road in Shelby County late Sunday night resulted in the arrest of a man on stalking and weapons charges. The sheriff's office yesterday said 40-year-old James Lyle Behrens of Harlan had been taken into custody at around 10 p.m. Sunday in the 400 block of 12th Street in Harlan. Behrens faces a felony stalking charge, along with charges of carrying a concealed weapon and interference with official acts. Behrens was transported to the Shelby County Jail and later posted a $5,000 bond and was released with an upcoming court date. The Union County Sheriff's Office said yesterday a man from Tama had been arrested Monday night on a Union County warrant for burglary in the first degree. 19-year-old Brazen Jordan Davenport was taken into custody at the Union County Law Enforcement Center, where he was being held on a $25,000 bond. Elsewhere in the news, a public hearing will take place this morning in Greenfield as part of the Adair County Board of Supervisors regularly scheduled session. The meeting gets underway at 9 o'clock with normal business updates and reports. County Engineer Nick Kaufman will present his report at 9:10 a.m., which will include a resolution to request a change to the farm-to-market system. A public hearing at 9:30 is with regard to leasing county property. That will be followed around 9:45 by a report from Mike Kastner with ASK Studio, and that is with regard to the courthouse elevator. And the Atlantic City Council will meet in a regular session this evening at 5:30 in their chambers at City Hall. Among the items on their agenda is approval of an order to close Palm Street from 7th to 9th Streets on July 29th to allow parking on one side of the street for the Cass County Fair. The street closure requests come from the Cass County Fair Board. The council will also act on approving a change order to the 2016 Street Improvement Project, which reflects the addition of a storm sewer on 8th Street and for the railroad flagger requirement. Additional costs amount to just over $6,650, which brings the total for the 2016 Street Improvement Project, which also includes 2017 improvements, to more than $1.66 million. City Administrator John Lund says the costs can easily be absorbed in the Fund 32750 or the 2016-17 capital improvements and equipment. And the City Council this evening will hear a report from Code Enforcement Officer Chris Erickson on progress she's made this past summer and arrived past spring and early summer. In the funeral announcements, James A. Stone, age 88, of Burnsville, Minnesota, died Thursday. Military graveside services for James Stone will be this morning at 10 o'clock at the Evergreen Cemetery in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care of Anita has the arrangements. Paul Wessling, age 86, of Anita, died Sunday at Caring Acres Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Paul Wessling will be today at 10:30 at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care of Anita has the arrangements. Francis Jensen, age 89, of Fort Dodge and formerly of the Avoca and Exira areas, died July the 12th in Fort Dodge. Funeral services for Francis Jensen will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Arlene Gregerson, age 87, of rural Audubon, died Monday. Funeral services for Arlene Gregerson will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. Pearl Courtney, age 91, of Guthrie Center, died Saturday. Funeral services for Pearl Courtney will be on July 26th at 10 a.m. at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has the arrangements. Carrie Ruth Arp, age 36, of Benora, died June 10th. Private family services for Carrie Arp are planned for a later date. Twig Funeral Home in Benora is assisting the family. Barbara Lee Bobby Morse, age 79, of Oakland, died Friday in Council Bluffs. A private family burial will be held for Barbara Bobby Morse. Recon Veith Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. And Virginia Russell, age 96, of Atlantic and formerly of Lewis, died Tuesday at Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Virginia Russell are pending at the Recon Veith Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.